Hi everyone, it's Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters International. I'm going to welcome everyone to today's CA call, what I call a black belt call. And this is really the no BS new patient mastery checkout from exam to doctor's report for 100% conversions to care. Now, this is a live and recorded call, so I'm going to ask the CAs and the doctors who are on this call to make sure you're in a quiet room, preferably on a landline. We get a lot of feedback from the cell phones. And if you are making a little bit of noise, I'll just mute you at this end so that you can still hear me, and then I'll open it up at the end for any Q's and A's. Now, the reason why I wanted to take the time today, the purpose of this call is to really help the CAs take control and master the front desk checkout procedure. Now, for those of you who've never met me, I've been in a very high-volume, cash-based, wellness-based, subluxation-based practice for the last 20 years, and currently I'm working in a practice in Richmond, Virginia, and building that up as the same. And what we're doing, instead of me being an adjusting doctor, I'm actually thrilled to be working as an office and working at the front desk. Now, the reason why I'm doing that is because I've never worked as a CA. So here's Coach Mike, Dr. Mike, working as a CA and loving it because I get to put all my protocols, my procedures, my marketing into play, and as a CA, getting to feel and understand the challenges that a CA would have and working at that front desk to make sure I'm collecting dollars, building the practice, booking next appointments, scheduling people out. And I've seen the challenges that many of the CAs currently have. So in order to go through this call, what I want to do is I want to first of all preframe. For the CAs who are on this call, I'm going to identify some key things that I want you to write down. I want you to write these down because you have these challenges and objections when you have that new patient checkout. So I'm going to assume that you've done a great job on your day one. The patient, new patient comes in, the prospect comes in, and they're getting shuttled back into the exam room. They're having a really dynamite new patient examination, and they're getting a checkout, and that checkout takes them from the exam room to the front desk. It's now where you take over. Now, I want to preframe this, and I want you to write this down, CAs, because there's something I need you to understand, and this is the psychology of what you need to do in your practice. And what I mean by this is that the human mind loves order and comfort. I want you to write that down, that the human mind loves and comfort. And what I mean by that, order means structure versus things that are not known or non-structured. And it also loves comfort and benefits. And what I mean by that is when you have that new patient come to the front, often the CAs will say to me, Dr. Mike, the biggest challenge I have right now is that the patient doesn't want to come to the doctor's report, or that I'm getting lots of objections, or people don't want to come. And what I'm going to suggest to you is that there's a psychology to this, and I guess, pole position that you can take, that if you understand order and comfort or structure and benefits and understand that people buy two things, and this is the neat thing I need you to write down, is that people buy two things, and that's emotion and logic. And if you can understand those four things, which includes order, comfort, emotion, and logic, then you're 50% of the way there. And what I mean by that is there's a technique to actually move that patient into day two. Now, you can't tell Dr. Mike, the guy that helped develop this stuff over 20 years, it doesn't work, because I'm in the trenches with you. We have been booking everyone. I mean, 100% of my new patients coming out are going to walk into my day two, which is my doctor's report, which I'm giving. Now, I'm actually in the trenches again, putting on my doctor's hat, giving the doctor's report, and then we're going to move that person in that day two from doctor's report to report of findings. That person then comes out with their recommendations and care plans, and I, Dr. Mike, am now playing CA again, going through financial care plans. And in the last 14 people, we are 100% conversions. So I sat down, I said, okay, there's a secret to this. There's a secret sauce that works. And what am I doing that maybe the CAs are having a challenge with? So let's go through that. And then I'll open it up for Q&As because, oh, yeah, you're going to have objections with me. And I'm just going to remind those people who are on this call today. And there's a lot of people on. So just make sure you're in a quiet room. I do realize some of the CAs might be on a lunch break. You might be near the front desk. There might be noise around you. So if you get put on mute, that's just because I'm getting a lot of feedback from you with your noise. And we want everybody to enjoy this call. So you've got that down. You wrote down that human mind loves order and comfort, and people buy two things, and that is emotion logic. So let me just talk about the checkout. And that patient has had their new patient examination. They're coming to the front. And as they're coming to the front, there are four must-haves, write these down, that you as a CA must be doing on your checkout. Now, these are things that I am basically teaching my front desk CA right now. And I am basically making sure that the front desk CA is following through with this. And I'm using this as well. So I'm still getting a lot of feedback from some of you who have joined us. I'm just going to put you on mute just so the others can, and it's uninterrupted. There we go. Okay, so we're good now. And these four must-haves are collecting dollars from the examination. So number one is I'm going to be able to collect dollars from the examination. Now, there's another thing I'm going to share with you. I'll talk about a story in a minute, and that was from my previous office manager. And before I get into the must-haves, and I want you to understand that I talked about logic and emotion. Now, one thing that people do buy is they buy the aspect of emotion where they feel they can trust you and they like you. And once they trust you and like you, or like you and trust you, then they will buy from you. Now, I've had this experience in my own practice where I had so many new patients coming through that, in a sense, we were processing these new patients, and yet I didn't really create that bond, that affinity, that rapport. So one of the things that I'm doing right now is I make sure I am schmoozing with these patients. And I want you to write that word down, schmooze. How do you spell it? I don't know. S-C-H-M-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-Z-E, something like that, schmooze. What I mean by schmooze, and I want to tell this story before I get into these must-haves. A number of years ago, I had this amazing office manager. She worked with me for a short period of time. She came from the service business, and I learned something totally invaluable from her. And if you're going to get one thing from this call, CAs, it's really the ability to schmooze. And what I mean by that is you have got to be able to bond with that person in a rapport-building perspective. And what I had done, and then what I had observed with this office manager, is that after I had done my doctor's report, she actually sat in that reception area with the patients that were waiting. So remember, for those of you who might be a little lost, day one is your exam. Day two, they're coming back on the second day, is the doctor's report, which is a group education workshop, and the individual report of findings. And while I was giving that individual report of findings, she was in that reception area sitting right next to the patient, maybe putting an arm around them, just getting to know them, their family, what they did, what excited them. But she had the gift of the gab. And that patient came in to my report of findings, and they were sold on chiropractic. So not only was it a great doctor's report, but it was also the ability that they liked the atmosphere of the practice. They loved how my office manager had warmed them up to not only me, but also the prospect of being in my practice. And we had 100% conversions. And I realized during that whole process that I was giving a lot of logical stuff. Here's the research, here's the benefits, blah, blah, blah. But the emotion was missing in my practice. And we changed that immediately. So one of the things that I want you to understand is that even though I'm going to give you some procedure, there's a lot of neat things that you have to have. And number one is the schmooze. So we're going to go back to day one. Patients had their examination, and now there's a checkout. And I'm schmoozing with the person. How was your examination? You know, how was Dr. Shireen? How was everything in the practice? And the first thing I'm going to do, number one must have, is you must collect for that examination. Now, any CA in chiropractic world out there knows to collect the dollars for the examination. You've got to set that precedent. You never let a patient leave, whether you're charging $37 for some sort of special or $200, you must set the precedent and collect those dollars. That tells the patient that services are due, fees are due when services are rendered. Number two is we're going to sign them up for the doctor's report. Now, I know some doctors out there are not doing this, And I'm going to slap you on the wrist because as a coach, as a volume-based doctor, we know that when patients come to an educational workshop, call it what you want, spinal care workshop, healthcare class, I call it the doctor's report, and I'll explain why in a second. But I make sure that they're going to sign up for it. Why? Because when they're educated, they get the big picture. When they're educated about outcome measurements, they know what to expect during that care program. We improve retention. Why? Because it's beyond their belief system that chiropractic is just for back pain or neck pain or headaches. Why? Because I want patients to understand the lifestyle benefits of chiropractic. So we sign them up for the doctor's report. And there's a very, very simple script that we have created, mastered. So I want you to listen to the script, CAs, because we're going to put back in there what the human mind loves and what people buy. That was ordered comfort and emotion logic. And when we put that in there, it really outlines the structure of what we're doing, the benefits of what patients will receive, the ability of schmooze, and, of course, the logic, which is research and benefits. So I collected the dollars, and then I'm going to say to the patient, we're booking you for your next appointment, which is called the doctor's report. It's the first half of your report of findings. Now, this appointment takes 60 to 90 minutes. Why? Because we want to pre-frame them and not upset them if they're not told that. And at the doctor's report, Dr. Mike will be explaining the research and benefits of chiropractic, how to get well, stay well, the three different types of care that we offer in our practice. They'll then be going over your report of findings and best recommendations of care. Now, it's also our office policy that your significant other attend so that he or she understands the need for care, supports you in your care, and if they're remotely involved in any financial decision-making. Now, that script is solid, and if you understand that and you can nail it, then you will find that these people will easily move into the doctor's report. Now, what we do is we have a very beautiful leather-bound sign-up book right at the front desk. Now, it's got a preset date and time of the doctor's report, and the titles have patient, has the patient or practice member, it has the significant other versus spouse, and there's a reason why we use significant other. It would also either have slash guests in case somebody's single or if they're widowed and they would like to bring a guest instead. It has a spot for their phone number for reminder call, and then it has a little box for the CA to check off that they've confirmed or reminded the patient of the doctor's report, because people do forget. Now, this is really important that we do this, because when the person signs, it's a commitment by them that they put their signature down. If they're committed. Now, if you're not using a logbook, you have to do this. This is absolutely critical. Just telling a patient, oh, your next appointment is, and it really gives them a way out because they haven't made a commitment. Remember, the mind loves order and structure. So this is one of the reasons why we use the psychology and why we have them sign up. Now, you can try it with and without. I'll guarantee it's going to make the world a difference by having them do the sign-up. So the third must-have is insurance. Now, whether you're 100% cash-based or if you have insurance, we like to make sure that insurance is there for two reasons. So we give them a little simple form. It says, please check your insurance, whether you have a provider or whether you have extended benefits or whether you have Medicaid or Medicare or whether you have a state or provincial, whatever it might be. If they have some form of insurance, you have to have it down. Here's why. A number of CAs have gotten to the financial. And one of the objections you have for the patient is, oh, I need to go home and check my insurance. I mean, raise your hand if that's ever happened to you. And that kills me, because when that happens, it's like, ugh, why didn't I get it before? Or, oh, now I got to follow up with the patient. The idea with all of this is they've been to the doctor's report. They're excited. They understand the benefits. The patient is, in a sense, hot. And if we can get them prepaid, pre-booked, mapped out for whatever sort of care program length you have, it makes it so much easier. So the whole idea, we want to remove the objections before they get to them. So this is why insurance is important. So we will do that on a day one phone call when they book as a new patient. But most important, you want to capture them on their way out from day one. as they're coming back from day two. So the day one checkout says, let's check your insurance. Here's a form. We want to find out how much insurance you have to see how it partakes in your chiropractic. Now, sometimes patients will say, well, why do you need to know that? Well, it's because we have different forms of care, from initial intensive to corrective care. And if you have a lot of coverage, you'd want to know that in case corrective care is the most beneficial for you. Or if you have a limited amount of care, you'd also want to know what your copay is or what you're expected to pay out of pocket. Now, the last thing we do, the fourth must-have, and this is where a lot of people drop the ball, is what we call the family gift certificate. The family gift certificate is huge. And if you're not using this, please, 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 CAs, just go to my website, chiropractic-masters, go to products, and go to Chiroprint Shop. So it's chiropractic-masters.com, go into products, go into Print Shop, and you'll see something called the Family Gift Certificate. This is by far the easiest, most cost-effective return on investment, because what we do is on the checkout, we give every new patient a gift. And this is how we take turn one person, one prospect, one new patient, and turn them into two, three, and four. And this is a very, very simple script that we use. And what we basically say is we have a special gift for you. And this is called the Family Gift Certificate. The Family Gift Certificate allows all of our patients to have their entire family members check for subluxations. And it also includes a report of findings. Now, there is no obligation to be in a care. It is a checkup only. What time would be best for you? And they're going to hand this really beautiful cardstock. It has a value of it. And you can put the value on whatever value you deem is important or necessary. And you hand it to the patient. Now, we let them know that their family's checkup is included in their own. Kind of cool when you think about it. If they paid $100 or $200 for that examination, and on the way out, they get a direct response, beautiful gift certificate that allows their families to get the checkup the next 7 days, the majority of these people take advantage of it. Now, you don't have to do this. However, you're going to find that you can take mom, and she's going to want to get her kids checked because she heard it at the doctor's report. Or she's going to hear it at the doctor's report. You might have a family member that also has problems at home, and here's an opportunity for mom to get her husband off the sofa because he's got back problems. Or it might be an opportunity for that family member to refer another family member because they're at home with headaches and migraines. This is extremely effective. A lot of our patients are taking advantage of this. So this is huge if you can do the same. So just the four must-haves, collect the dollars from exam. Number two is doctor's report, sign up with the logbook. Number three is collect insurance. Number four is a family gift certificate. Now, I'm going to assume that you've done this. And why I call these calls the black belt, because as a expert, as a ninja, you want to learn how to wax on and wax off. Why? You're going to get objections. And CAs, I want you to be able to handle this flawlessly. And why? Because you want to move that person directly into day two, which is the doctor's report of findings. So here are the most common objections you might get. Well, I can't make it. I work then. Well, no worries. We'll give you a letter of excuse to have you removed from work. Or how about this one? I don't want to come. I've been to other chiropractors before. I know what chiropractic is. That one used to really, really irk me because you run a totally different practice, and you know that previous chiropractor didn't educate. Well, a case where they say to me, I don't want to come, I'm basically going to say to them, I understand, however, and write those words down. I understand, and however. It's a great segue into why they have to come to your doctor's report. I understand, however, ours is a correction wellness-based practice, and we've proven time and time again that when patients understand the research benefits, different types of care, and how to get well and stay well, they're going to save and become get better results with our chiropractic. This is why Dr. Mike makes it an office policy for everybody to attend the doctor's report. It is also the first half of your report of findings, so you'll understand the second half, which is your individual findings. And that usually resolves it. How about this one, the spouse can't make it? There's no way my spouse can make it. And you've gone through all objections, letter of excuse, etc., and there's no way they can make that doctor's report. Well, in a case like this, here's what's most important. What's most important is that the spouse attends the individual report of findings. So I might say to them, well, if you can't make the Wednesday night doctor's report, if your spouse cannot make the Wednesday night doctor's report, is it possible she can be back on Thursday evening as a last appointment, maybe at 6 or 6:30, to review your findings together? Oh, yeah, she can come then. So you want to make sure that you want to exclude just that time, because that time might be the only time that she can't make it. What's most important is the individual one-on-one. So sometimes the spouse absolutely cannot make it. We'll book them for the individual one-on-one. Or how about my spouse is not interested? She or he won't support me. Very common, a lot of husbands won't support a wife that's under care. Very common. In a case like that, this is what I would use. I would say to her or him that our care programs can run from a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars. Are you prepared to make those financial decisions yourself? And I found that is to be probably the most effective objection management that you can use when it comes to having the inability for the spouse to attend. And some people will say to you, I make my own financial decisions. Yes, I'll make those decisions by myself. Now, you might have others, which we can discuss in a few minutes, but those are some of the most important. So you've gone through some objections. You've had the sign-up sheet. You've done the four must-haves. Where do you go next? What do you do next to make sure that that person is coming back? Well, let's assume that you're going to do the recall and the patients are coming to the doctor's report. Now, this is a mastery of itself. And I just really want to share with you two most important things for the doctor's report. Because when people do come back, we have little labels that we put on the guests. They're usually pink or fluorescent green, so I have their names. So as the doctor, given the doctor's report, you can look out in that sea of patients and really start to bond and know who is who. The next one is I have my music playing. I have my first slide up, which talks about our mission statement. And as people are coming in, I'm going to shake hands, I'm going to schmooze with them, I'm going to get to know them. And you're going to hear that word schmooze again. So Dr. Shireen, who is the report of findings doctor, who is the adjusting doctor, is really going to come out and maybe meet people, greet people. I'm going to schmooze with them too, but I'm also going to do something else, and that's called the butter up. And the butter up is where you're going to put that doctor on a pedestal. So the CAs, if I'm talking to the CAs right now, patients are coming back, you've got your chair set up, your report of findings, your doctor's report is ready to go. I'm going to assume that you've got all the patient reports ready. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start shaking hands with the guests that are coming up, and I'm also going to butter up the doctor. What I mean by that is there must be something special about your doctor, something that he's done with ongoing education. Maybe she is a pediatric specialist. Maybe your doctor, like Dr. Shireen, has been a chiropractor of the year. Or maybe she's a triathlete, which exudes that she's wellness-based and in great shape. Maybe she's your chiropractor and takes care of you and your family. I want you to search for as many accolades of your doctor that you can create in a list. Again, remember, the human mind loves order, comfort, logic, and they love the ability to have that emotional connection. So they haven't bought you yet, but they can start to like and trust you. And this is why the psychology is really being percolated through all of our procedures. I think you're starting to understand. And I also am going to assume that the CAs, some of you have done this before, you've had bad days where you're just off. Maybe you came into the practice and you had a bad day at home. You knew you were off, and you saw the end result. It just didn't pan out the way you wanted it to. And you've had other days where you're giddy, you're in a great mood, you're schmoozing with the patients, everything just went right. And there's a special spark in the air. There's an energy that's sort of crackling in the air. And you've been there. You've done that. I have too. And this is what we're trying to capture. These are like fireflies we're trying to put into a jar. We want all of these at our practice that night. So that being said, you're schmoozing with people. You're buttering up your doctor either before, maybe at the intro of the doctor's report or after the doctor's report or during. But what you want to do is you want to let these people have a sense of comfort and trust that they're going to love your doctor. And I do that as well. Dr. Shireen takes care of me. She adjusts me. She's chiropractor of the year. She's an amazing chiropractor. She's got an exceptionally busy practice. I know you're going to love her. And you can almost see that the ice melts, especially those people that might be a little standoffish. So you've given the doctor's report, or the doctor has given the doctor's report, or somebody has given a great doctor's report. They're then brought back individually, and they're given their individual report of findings. While that's happening, I'm going to schmooze with that group of people. I'm going to get in that audience, and they might be just two or three people. It might be 10 or 12. What could you do? Well, let's suppose you have a power workshop coming up that you can talk about, or you might have a friends and family member week coming up next week that you can talk about, or you might have a special product that you can schmooze about, or you might have a service, like maybe you can talk about your ancillary services like massage or orthotics. Whatever it might be, you should have something in your marketing calendar or in your procedures or in your office you can talk about to schmooze with the people. If you don't have anything, well, there might be something that you can find a connection with. You can talk to a person about where they're from, or maybe some of the healthcare challenges you've seen in the practice, or maybe, you know, something that's up and coming. Think of an event. Think of something that you can promote, that you can talk about with your prospects. Where does that bring us next? Well, I'm going to talk to you about default and care programs, 400% conversions. And this is really important because now as a coach, now as a chiropractor, now as a CA, and I'm telling you, I'm loving that CA cap. Now I understand why CAs love the position, because I get to schmooze with people and I get to default. And this is really important because here's CAs, and I want you to take pen and paper out on this. This is the million-dollar lesson. Now, I'm just going to talk from a corrective care-based model. And what I mean by that is my pros, the doctors in my coaching program, will be presenting 12-month care programs, but they have a default ready. And what I mean by that, it's a 3-month program. Now, if you're not doing a biophysics or a postural structural correction technique, if you're not using something beyond pain, and this is why I'm a big advocate of the CLA subluxation station, where you can use core score, you can actually measure and monitor neurological stress. If you don't use that in x-ray, where you can actually look at structural changes, then chances are your doctor will have some sort of objective criteria. Not subjective, that's pain related. I'm talking objective, where they can measure the patient. One of the biggest challenges is posture, range of motion, leg length. Palpatory findings usually disappears very quickly. So the movement we see right now in the chiropractic world is more towards a structural and functional model. Structure meaning structural changes in the spine, and neurological-based model or neurological integrity, which is neurological changes. And we can measure that with the substation. So if you're not familiar with that, just make a note and have your doctor come out to one of the seminars or investigate it, because that is where the profession is going. We feel that's important. But if they're not using that, I get it. But make sure you have some sort of objective criteria. Now, if you're not doing 6-month corrective care programs, here's what is working. What is working is 6-month corrective care with a default to 3-month, or a 4-month program with a default to 2. Why I'm using and I'm explaining minimal programs is because whatever your doctor is using, and some doctors are still doing the 12 visits, which is very difficult, but if they're doing 24 or 36 or 44, a 44 can be a 6-month, a 36 can be a 3-month, 24 can be a 2-month. I think you get the idea. One of the concepts with this is you want to have a care program that is digestible to most patients. Now, our 6 months are selling like hotcakes. This is because the doctor and the office that we have is not quite ready yet for the 12-month, and it will be. It will be there in the next couple months, because we will have the full protocols that we use for structural correction, and that would be the dental rolls, which we'd have in the practice. That would be the in-office assessments that we want to make sure that we put into place. So in your practice, whatever you have, if you're doing 12-month protocols, programs, I'm going to give you a high five right now. If you are not defaulting, that's critical. So let me just talk about 6 months and 3 months, sort of in between a 4 and a 2 or in a 12 and a 3. Here's what's most important. and see as your doctor must get a financial commitment in both time and money. And what I mean by that, if they're doing a six-month protocol, we offer a one-time payment with 10% off, three monthly payments over the first 3 months with 5% off, or six monthly payments in the first 6 months. I love that because the 10, 5, and 0% discount really helps patients make a decision and get on care. But the doctor must get that financial commitment in both time and money, and they're going to circle the protocol, the program that that patient has chosen. They then hand off to me. Whether that doctor brings that patient out or whether you, the CA, go into the room and collect that patient to go over the finances, there has to be handoff to the CA, most important. Number two is that the CA, and this is for mastery of these corrective care programs, number two is that the CA must get the first payment or full payment. Now, if you're not getting a partial payment, like maybe the first payment on a three-month or that first monthly might be $200 or $150 for the six-month, whatever it might be, the most important thing is that the CA must get a payment or full payment. The CA must schedule the schedule, which might be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, or a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday afternoon. Whatever your doctor's working, you want to at least get their next appointment, which is going to be mapped the next day, and at least get their schedule. I don't want you to do up the map that night, unless it's just a couple people and you have the time. If you have patient after patient after patient that you have to process that night, you want to get at least the next three appointments and the next appointment and that payment. That's most important, because then you're going to be able to book the next appointment for the patient, might be on the Friday morning, get them on their way, and then start processing the next patient. Now, here's what's most important. If there is no commitment, and CAs will want you to write this down, this is the million-dollar lesson. This is teaching hundreds of doctors around the world. If there's no commitment from the patient, that maybe they do the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing, but they're not quite committed, then what you have to do, either have to get the doctor to go through a default program, or if the doctor has given you permission to go through the default, let's say that the patient said yes to a six-month program and then sort of got to the front and said, well, I'm not quite sure, or, you know, I really want to check with my spouse, or I'm not sure. You have to leave them with an option, an alternative. Our research has shown if a patient leaves with just one option, and let's say it's a 6 month or 12 month, and they're not given an alternative, then often that patient doesn't come back. And you've seen that. You tend to chase after the person. Well, it's expensive. I don't know if I can afford it. Here's what you have to do. Here's what we've identified, is that you or the doctor must at least give them the minimum alternative that you're willing to work with the patient. And let's assume that that even might be 24 adjustments or 36 adjustments. It might even be 12. I'm not going to sit here and judge what you do and how you do it, but if you're going to give them your best recommendations on what the patients need, let's say it's a 6 month because you're doing corrective care and there's that reverse curve, then you have to default at least to a 3 month or a 2 month protocol. When you do that, when you leave them with the option, the patient knows that that's the minimum with which you're willing to work with them. So that way you don't have to wheel and deal. Now, is it possible a person could start with a 3 month program and then apply that to the 6 month? Absolutely, and let them know that. But this is the minimum that we need you to work with us in order to get the best results. Wow, how easy is that? Why is this important? Over the years and over the decades, a lot of practice management gurus were giving just the 12 months or the highway. It means this is what you signed up for or you had to leave. I'm sharing this with you as a mastery technique that we've found. If you can at least introduce the patient to a 3 month, if you follow my system, it's easy to convert them to the 6 month and then to wellness care after that. Or if you're doing a 12-month recommendation and maybe default to a 3 month, it's easy to have them convert that 3 month into the rest of the 12-month or the following 9 months and then into wellness care. So put yourself in the patient's position. If you aren't happy with just getting one option, but you had an alternative, if you went to a car lot and you were only given one option of a car but couldn't afford it or didn't want that car, maybe you can start with the lower car and then upgrade down the road. Or if you went to a restaurant and didn't want to buy the prime rib, which was $36, and just wanted a little filet mignon of a 5 ounce, you have an alternative. I think you get that. In today's world, people want to know and have the option if they're not quite committed. So this is what we do. So just remember these rules and write this down, CAs, is patients must leave with an alternative if there's no commitment. I just explained why, and here's another million-dollar lesson, is if they have gone home with that alternative, you take that file and you put it in a special recall bin or a special recall slot or a special recall tray on your desk, in visible sight, not hidden but visible. And what you do is you pull that out every day when you huddle with your doctor or huddle with your team, and you make sure you do that follow-up phone call within 24 to 48 hours. What I mean by that is if the patient hasn't quite committed, you want to book them for the immediate next day. But if for some reason they recalled and they couldn't come in, you've seen that, I have to work, I can't make it, make sure that you have them within 24 to 48 hours to come back in to review both care plans and make a commitment. It's really that easy. Now, I'm not going to get into the full length of all of the what do you do if they don't work, what do you do if they have no money. That is a whole another CA Black Belt call, which I'm more than happy to share with you on the next one. And I've even done a video on this called Flawless Financials, which you can find on my YouTube channel. You go to the website, chiropractic-masters, hit the YouTube button on the homepage, and that'll take you to my YouTube channel. And you can watch something called Flawless Financials, which takes people through, what do I do if she's a single mom, she has no money? What do I do for students? What do I do for people on disability or unemployment? So we have a default protocol for that. But this protocol is for people who are working. We do not teach you how to give away care. We are not going to wheel and deal. But what we are going to do is go for best recommendations and then share with them our minimal alternative, which allows you to still get growth, allows a win-win-win framework where patients win, you win, and chiropractic wins, and you don't have to cheapen care. You don't have to be a salesman. You don't have to sell care. Wow, I've spoken for 35 minutes, and I know there's a ton of CAs on this call. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to unmute everybody. And for those of you who have questions, some of you are going to have questions with regards to what I've said, and this is your opportunity, CAs, to now get on a Q&A with me over the next 25 minutes. So anything goes. Just say your name, where do you practice, the clinic that you're in or the practice that you're in, and the doc you practice with. So who's my first caller, and what's your first question? All right, lines are open, so any CA can ask a question. Just your name and where do you practice and what your question might be. So everything I said is clear as mud. All right. I'll give you a few minutes if you have a question to ask. All right. I'm assuming you guys know all this stuff then. So what I'm going to do is I just want to talk about some of our upcoming seminars. We do have Prosperity, and that is October 24th, 25th in Toronto. You can get that information by going to chiropractic-masters.com. For those CAs that their doctors need help, there's also the new Jetpack program. It's $97 a month. You can test drive Jetpack for only $1 for 30 days. And if you go to chiropractic-masters, you'll see Jetpack on the flash. Just click on it. It explains what it is, the training and coaching marketing protocols that your doctors will receive. They can try 1 month for only $1 to test drive it, and then $97 thereafter, and they can drop out at any time. I'm getting accolades from around the world on doctors who are loving Jetpack, which is our low entrance coaching program of only $97. So that being said, any CAs that have a question or any doctors that are listening in that might have a question for us today. All right. If there are no questions, then I want to thank you for being on today's CA Black Belt call. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you can follow those four must-haves and the defaults and the systems that have allowed our practices worldwide to be outrageously profitable and growing. So until our next CA Black Belt call, Power Talk, Master Talk. Keep practicing with passion. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next CA Black Belt call.